Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are in week 10 of the fantasy football and NFL season. This is episode 32 of season 5. I thank Hooters for being the presenting sponsor for seasons 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm still hopeful, I can be hopeful, that Hooters will green light us to do an end of season fantasy football get together for players in the podcast league and also for those of you who are simply listeners locally in the greater Tampa Bay area. Remember, Hooters has 11 original Hooters brand locations throughout the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you. And for those of you listening around the state of Florida, around the country, and around the world, it doesn't take much for you to find where your nearest Hooters location is for all your football watching needs this season. Thanks also to Bill Curry Ford. Sean Sullivan jumped in when Hooters did not want the publicity of me bringing large gatherings into the restaurant. I totally understand that. Sean said, hey, let's save one league and we'll do it on the big showroom floor and everybody will be 6 feet apart. And it was a really unique place to do a fantasy football draft. And some joked, well, was Sean going to give away a car to the winner of the league or whoever had the best draft? And then Sean surprised all of us by saying, no, but I'm going to write a check from Bill Curry Ford for $1,000 to the winner of the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2020 League that we're all playing for. And Sean defends it as a common contestant. That's why, in the spirit of win Ben Stein's money, I call it win Bill Curry's money. Thank you, Sean Sullivan. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford. They got me in and out of the service department last week, or was it the week before already, in under 30 minutes with something that could have been a real issue and inconvenienced me for a couple of days. In and out. Thank you, Mark Wilty, in the parts and service department of Bill Curry Ford. All right, email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. The week 10 keyword you must have for me to return your email and give you a second opinion on players in your starting lineup, players on your bench, whether or not you cut a player, whether or not you add a player, whether or not you make a trade. The keyword for week 10 is Vegas. Vegas. Include Vegas in the subject line or early in the base of your email so I know you're an active podcast listener and I will respond to your email. My apologies on air, as well as I've already done it in person, for Nick, a longtime podcast listener. He did everything right. He sent me an email before he went to bed on Saturday night. Unfortunately, it was after I had gone to bed. And I saw it on Sunday morning, and I didn't look at the time it was sent. And I have since responded to Nick. I have apologized. I said I owe him one. He was gracious in accepting the apology. I think the information I gave him still holds as it related to a question on the value of Ezekiel Elliott. That was my bad, Nick. And thank you for being a listener of all my podcasts. For those of you who only listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, remember, there is more fantasy content in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, which is presented by Brandon Legal Group. It's basically a game breakdown of the Bucks and their opponent each week. Each fantasy player of significance we talk about in the Bucks Bulletin. And for non-fantasy content, where I go big picture on anything I want, sort of harkening back to all my days hosting All Night with Todd Wright, which later became Todd Wright Tonight for 17 years on national radio, sports, pop culture, entertainment, and daily life, the Todd Wright Toddcast might be for you. It is a separate podcast, the Todd Wright Toddcast, but you can do a search on it and find it various places, the Todd Wright Toddcast. We may rebrand it first of the year. I've got a new name in mind for it, but we'll talk about that then. But I think many of you do enjoy all my podcasts. I just wanted to make sure those of you who listen to this one are aware I do other podcasts as well. Social media. I'm on Instagram at ToddWright2020, Twitter, ToddWright2020, Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. So that's my social media. So get me all your questions before you, I promise I'll stay up later Saturday night. I'll stay up later for Nick and anyone else, especially if they're on the West Coast, for emails as far as it relates to Sunday and Monday and Week 10 fantasy stuff. So I lost two very close games last weekend, and it was very frustrating. At one point, at roughly halftime of the late afternoon games, East Coast time, I was winning both games. Then, end of third quarter, I was losing both games. Then I closed the gap again. I didn't have anyone going on Sunday night. Obviously, didn't have anyone going on Monday night with it being Patriots-Jets, and I lost both games. One game I wouldn't have lost had Xavien Howard of the Miami Dolphins not essentially committed 60 minutes game time of assault and battery in terms of defensive pass interference on the or one of the top wide receivers in the National Football League in DeAndre Hopkins. As a result of Howard being flagged for four pass interference penalties while covering Hopkins, Hopkins' official statistics were among his worst of the year. Three catches, 30 yards, no touchdowns. It led me to think about something, and I'm glad DeAndre Hopkins feels the same way that I do. And of course, I'm thinking about it for fantasy purposes. DeAndre Hopkins is simply thinking about it as it relates to his production. A rule change in this sense would not have any impact on the game itself, the way it is played on the field or on the scoreboard. ProFootballTalk.com, a post from editor-in-chief and longtime supporter of mine, Michael David Smith, at 2:36 p.m. Eastern Time on this Friday the 13th, under the headline, "Receiver Stats Should Credit Us for Pass Interference Yards." MDS writes, "Cardinals wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins had his least productive game of the season, but that doesn't tell the whole story. Dolphins quarterback Xavien Howard was flagged four times while covering Hopkins. Hopkins would like the numbers to reflect his production. Hopkins said today that receivers' official stats should reflect that a pass interference penalty can be just as helpful to an offense as a completed pass. Hopkins was quoted as saying today, as long as the ball moves, that's all I care about. But I do think the rule should change and receivers should get counted yards for penalties. Hopkins raises a good point, as MDS opines. Statistics should reflect as best they can a player's overall contribution to his team. If the stats don't include a player's ability to draw penalties, they don't tell the whole story." Now, I guess this is somewhat of a wormhole or a slippery slope, whatever analogy you want to use, because I'm sure you can make the case in other areas. But I don't dispute this at all. I was thinking about this purely from a fantasy standpoint. Hopkins certainly knows that he was responsible for that yardage. And all you're doing is, it appears in the stat sheet as a penalty, in this case on the Dolphins. Is there a way to appropriate that yardage to the stat line of the wide receiver who was impacted by making the catch? And still be, does it still all total out the same ultimately in the statistics? I love what DeAndre Hopkins said. Not only for selfish reasons, because I lost my fantasy game because of Xavien Howard's four pass interference penalties, but I love it overall. And I'm sure many of you who are fantasy players have been in the same situation that I was with DeAndre Hopkins in Week 9, where you see a player clearly denied an opportunity to make a catch for yardage and or a first down or a touchdown, the penalty is called. So the game is officiated in the proper fashion. But from a fantasy standpoint, we're screwed out of those points. And the receiver or the intended receiver, which could be anyone, could be a tight end eligible, could be a wideout, could be a tight end, could be a running back out of the backfield, could be a Philly special with a quarterback. They're denied that in their stat line as well. So it's almost like the defender is denying the numbers being credited to the player who he is interfering with. So I hope Hopkins speaking up will give some attention to this possibility. All it is, it's not a rule change. It would be a change in the statistics. And I see no issue with it. None. Again, selfishly wishing I had the yardage from those pass interference penalties where I would have won my game in my foundation league in week 9. But also overall, I get it that, look, if I'm going up against a player, let me pick another player in Tyreek Hill. If I'm going up against Tyreek Hill and he is clearly grabbed and yanked and it prevents him from tracking down a ball from Pat Mahomes and I'm playing against Tyreek Hill, I get that it's a spot foul. The yardage will be assessed. The Chiefs get that yardage and Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes should also get that yardage. So this would not only increase the yardage of the intended receiver, it would credit the quarterback for the yardage as well. Obviously no one's getting a touchdown out of it because the ball is always placed at the 1 yard line if the penalty is committed in the end zone, but still the yardage would be credited to the quarterback and the intended receiver, and thus there would be fantasy points attached to it. I like it. I'm glad Hopkins spoke out, and I'd love to see the National Football League. I would imagine it's much less of an issue that may not even go to the competition committee to simply make the change statistically and award that yardage to quarterbacks and to intended receivers. I see no issue with it also being listed still as a team foul and the yardage as such. It doesn't change anything in terms of what is happening on the field with the game itself. We're just scoring statistically what is actually going on out there. And I thought of it even before DeAndre Hopkins talked about it publicly. Love to hear your thoughts on it. Remember, I'm Todd Wright, fantasyfootball@gmail.com. The keyword for week 10 is Vegas, included in the subject line of your email or in the base of your email at some point, so I know you're an active podcast listener. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters with a big, big support, amount of support also from Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry in Tampa Bay, not far from the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue. I thank them both. I thank all of you for listening. Good luck in week 10, and make sure you get your emails in before you go to bed on Saturday night to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.